The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Star Wars Minute. It's the Daily
Star
Podcast.
Wars.
Not yet. Hold your horses. It's the Daily Podcast where we analyze, scrutinize, and what would we see through C-3PO's eyes? The Star Wars movies 1 minute at a time. I'm Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
I'm Alex Robinson from AlexRobinson.fun.
I'm Nathan Hamill from NathanHamill.com.
Welcome back,
you guys,
Nathan.
You guys with your .coms. You're so smug.
You know, we met at the .com club and we were hanging out. I was like, would you like to be on the show? But thanks for coming back, Nathan. We were just talking
it was a while ago. It was Phantom Menace.
Yeah. We'll discuss the relationship between why you're here and why you were there in a minute. This is minute 130 of Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi. Minute 130 starts with Luke getting ready to go outside, and it ends with Kylo Ren saying, "I want." He's about to sing his "I Want" song, I think.
I want candy.
Yeah. Dan.
He just misunderstood.
There is a musical cue that this made me think of, because there's, you know, they're firing their guns, and then he says, Kylo Ren says, "Stop," and everything kind of like drops out for a minute, and it totally makes me think of "Where Is My Mind" by the Pixies. But we should mix that together and have him be like, "Stop,
quiet, Kim Deal."
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a tribute to Hammer Time.
Oh, of course,
MC Hammer. That was what I first thought of.
Well, can we digitally put him in there? We don't want to delete any family members of anybody who's on the call right now, but can we digitally put MC Hammer into here dancing around once the smoke clears? That would be kind of cool.
Well, the red underneath assault, that would be pretty cool.
It would be cool, right? Unless he's
got all over my parachute pants.
we start out this, we've been discussing this a lot. So let's ask Nathan, what do you think? What's your take on how physical is Luke in this minute, like in this sequence? When we know, you know, we've already spoiled the reveal here that turns out he's not really there, he's just doing a thing.
What?
Wait, you haven't watched this part.
I've only watched this minute.
It turns out the whole movie takes place in Han Solo's dream while he's in the carbon.
Well, yeah.
So it's
he's got a snow globe.
It's actually salt.
Oh, there you go. Salt globe. We've been discussing how present is Luke. Like, we were like, would he show up on security cameras? And we said, I think C-3PO is basically a security camera. And C-3PO sees him. C-3PO is like, oh, Master Luke.
He sees him wink, which is a moment I love, because I can't imagine, that might be the first time C-3PO has ever seen a wink. Has there been any winks in Star Wars? I don't think Han Solo. Oh. There's Jar Jar.
Lando never winks.
There's Jar Jar winks.
Star Wars.
I'll see myself out.
Thanks for coming on the show, Nathan.
Lando, I don't think so.
That's a good. I can't believe that. That's a little surprising.
because it's a great reaction. He doesn't totally know quite what to think of it. How does that translate? Yeah.
I feel like if there was someone winking, we'd have seen a GIF of it by now. Right. So I'm going to guess that no one does wink. But I think that C-3PO...
they added the Ewoks. Oh, that was blinking.
Remember. Right, yeah. Right. They should add one of them winking just to be like, yeah. Doria. Oh, you know what? Sorry, this is where everybody's been yelling at us. It's Han Solo at the medal ceremony gives way.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
But he wasn't facing 3PO, so right. He didn't see it.
But 3PO is like designed to communicate with people, so he would have to know non-verbal cues.
Right.
He just thinks it's so he doesn't mention it because that would be impolite. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That would make sense.
Master Luke, something's wrong with your eye.
Yeah. And he's not good at keeping secrets, so like saying, hey, you know what, let's keep this on the DL with a wink. That's not really his style. So
that scene where he asks, why do you cry? Oh, wait, yeah. Sorry. That was Terminator.
Master Luke, is something wrong with your eye?
He just reaches in there and grabs his eye. Like, ow, ow, no.
I really love the little interaction between Luke and 3PO
sure.
in this. And I think maybe it's just because as a kid, like seeing Star Wars, like for the first time, like 3PO is really the character you first meet in Star Wars. He's the one we're following him, and he's the only person, R2 we can't understand. So it's totally up to 3PO to carry it. So, and I think the fact that like then he meets Luke, and that's really the first time we have them interacting, like a human and a robot really interacting.
Right.
And for some reason, I guess that relationship to me always seemed more like, like I know Luke gets paired with R2 a lot because the X-Wing and everything. Mm-hmm. But, to me, I guess that that Tatooine garage with oh, I see Sir Luke and all that stuff. To me, that always cemented the bond between them that, I think will always be there.
Well, they got that moment in right at the last second.
Right. It would be, I guess that is. Well, I was like, is that the last person he interacts with? Well, but Kylo Ren, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, I like also that earlier in the film we got to see R2 play the hologram, which is also sort of evokes that Tatooine, that special Tatooine.
I thought it was sort of a cheap move.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good little reaction, and his reaction definitely makes me think that there's something,
And it lingers on 3PO after Luke leaves, just kind of like that.
Well, that was the other thing. People were discussing whether or not C-3PO knew that he wasn't actually there.
So he could see him, but there was something about him that...
Well, it could be C-3PO right either way. The wink is just, hey, good to see you, or, I'm not...
Yeah,
right. Not or is really it a here. Secret? It's like a programming thing. Like, if I wink at you, that means keep it quiet.
Or erase it, wipe your memory again.
Right.
Not again.
So a thought about Golden Tony, because also that's another thing is that Luke, Mark Hamill and Anthony Daniels had a lot of scenes together on Tatooine, when filming at the Lars homestead, there was very few other people involved. So you see a lot of behind the scenes, C-3PO resting in that chair, right. And then putting the straw in his mouth and stuff. Anthony Daniels born in 1946, so he was 5 years older than Mark Hamill at the time, which is still pretty. I guess he's still 5 years older than all these years later.
He hasn't caught up, huh? Slacking.
But it's funny because I think of Luke as being so young. And I guess Anthony Daniels, who I understand kind of has a reputation for being a bit of a high hat kind of guy, that
he just looks like a high hat because he's covered in silver.
He
metal,
sounds like
gold
when you
metal
tap his, yeah. But I could see how in that time he would like think of Mark Hamill and be like, "Oh well, I'm all of 26 years old. This kid is kid." Sure. So anyway, I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I do not wish to characterize Mr. Daniels in a way that is not true, but. But, we've all been around young people. We know it's easy to feel superior to them as they're flopping around and acting like children. So,
but then it's interesting that they both, this is skewed by my having recently done a lot of listening to the radio dramas but they're two of the main cast that were in the Empire, right. Star Wars and Empire yeah. radio dramas. So it's a yeah. good.
Did they ever do Jedi?
They did one in like the 90s, I think. They went back and they're like, oh, we never did Jedi. And they went back and they
did they get John Lithgow back as Yoda?
They did get John Lithgow back as Yoda and Ed Asner as Jabba.
Wow.
Which is, yeah, strange. No Mark Hamill, though.
Not on the third one?
I was disappointed, I gotta say.
Speaking of Mark Hamill, as we will, I'm sure, while I was looking at his IMDb page, I found a television credit from 1976. He was on One Day at a Time. He played Harvey Schneider. He played Schneider's nephew on One Day at a Time. So there you go. So maybe someday
they'll do... I think I saw a clip of that one. I just saw the very end of it, but he's a bad guy, right?
Yeah, well, he's like he steals and that gets, you know, he's like a thief. And so that gets, you know, Schneider gets all like disappointed in him and stuff. So
Wow.
I did not know that.
So hopefully if they ever do a One Day at a Time reunion, they'll bring back Harvey Schneider.
He could take over
old Harvey.
Yeah.
Yes. So I guess that brings us to why we're here.
Yeah.
Which is the
I have a question for you. So you're in this scene.
Yes.
We cut from C-3PO to a bin of some sort, a thing full of gems.
Yeah.
And then
you guys all crouching down back there?
Are you scared of C-3PO?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like a ghost.
I didn't get into my backstory, I guess. But the trick was, because yeah, I guess it's the shot after he walks past C-3PO. I think it's either myself or my brother stand up. I think it was me, Griffin, and then Chelsea, then some weird alien and Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is Kai Thrinali part of your family? Is that
the name of that alien?
Yeah.
Okay. Was he in, he was in Force Awakens too, right?
It was a different alien of the same race. And then I think through editing, they blew him up and then they wanted to keep him around. So they made a new, it's all right.
But the trick was get in a scene with Poe. They can't cut you out. I mean, I guess they could have, but it would have been kind of weird. But my dad was standing behind Ryan and he just goes, when he yells action, stand up as fast as you can. You'll have that much more screen time.
Oh,
so we stand up smart. And it's like, yeah, I guess it's really the only reaction shot of like the soldiers.
Right.
It was Leia and 3PO.
Yeah.
So they couldn't cut us out. So
they just told you to crouch down there. They did like it's. There was no explanation for why everyone suddenly
stand up.
We're
all cowards.
Well, Poe too also stands up. So I don't know what if they, you know. If you guys rolled downstairs and you just got up to the top of the stairs, just
I
want to
practice my fake going up and down.
Exactly.
Where did you film this?
This was at the studio. So it was outside of London. Okay. So Pinewood, yeah. It was a huge, huge set. Like the opening, that was all CGI, but it went back far. They had a couple of spaceships. And there's one other scene which I did get cut out of. I mean, it's not a big, it's same general timeline, but or space in the movie, but it's when, let's see, they pull in Finn. When he's been injured and they're dragging him in, the direction was, it was my brother and Oscar Isaac and a couple other people. We had to sprint and then crouch down to attend to Finn. I think we did it 5 or 6 times and it cuts just before I get down there. But I pulled a muscle when I got down and it's hard. I was just doing my best not to react with it was like a Charlie horse or a hamstring. And then tried not to immediately just stand up in pain and make the scene about me, but maybe that's why they cut it.
Would have had to edit in a blaster bolt being like, "Yo, how did you get zapped right there?" I'm like,
yeah.
Did you tell anyone or did you just power through it?
I think that take, I might've done something weird and ruined it anyway, but I didn't. I didn't tell. Yeah. Didn't tell Ryan.
You didn't call for the medical
no.
the paramedic to come in. that's cool. So you got to work with Oscar Isaacs and the whole crew in there.
Yeah.
Was everyone there? Was Carrie Fisher and everyone there, or was like your part filmed separately?
I think she was around because we did. I still need to get a copy of this photo, but it was a photo of our family with Billy Lord and and Carrie, in costume and stuff.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
They've got that somewhere under lock and key. So, but stay tuned.
Save it for the 30th anniversary.
Right. Yeah.
Right. When we're buying this in some kind of format that hasn't been invented yet.
Right.
So this, I didn't look up, Alex, do you have your visual dictionary?
I do.
Is your guy in the visual dictionary?
Yes. I know there's, yes.
Yeah.
Sale Minot, which brings us back to the Phantom Menace, which was the character I put in quotations here.
Exactly.
Was Rachel Minot. So they're related. I want to get a small part in The Mandalorian so I could play three generations of Minnows, the grandfather, the father, and the son. Yeah.
Right. What, I was thinking like timeline wise. That would make sense. There you go.
It's secretly a Back to the Future movie.
What's the deal with your name Did you get to pick it, or is it Tuckerization?
Minnow was a reference to Gilligan's Island, which is a reference to the Anchorhead Gilligan hat that we wore.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it's just my middle name is Elias. It's Elias backwards.
Middle name is Elias backwards.
Yeah, all that's one like, word.
That's some real Voldemort. That's some real Voldemort stuff right there. There you are.
Yeah.
You're technically a guard in the book. So
I'd been there the whole time. I was just guarding the place.
Were you there like all of a sudden everybody showed up in their rescue ships and you're like, oh no, they're here.
Yeah, you're the guard of the mine.
Yeah, you're just hanging out, like guarding the mine for like, you know, years, and nobody ever showed up. It was a cushy job.
I was like, I'm like Gollum. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's funny. They put guard in. I mean, sure, I'll take it.
Now that'll be on your basketball card, essentially your baseball card for that character, yeah. Like position guard. Tell me now. And do you remember what Chelsea and Griffin's characters are named? Are they supposed to be, none of them are Minnows, right? No, they
made up their own names. Okay. Which now is, you know, before, Disney took over, it's like, it was George and maybe Timothy Zahn snuck one in, Coruscant, you know, like,
right.
Mostly it was one guy coming up with all the names. Now they're like, your middle name backwards, fine. they pick their own. Blanking on their names, but
yeah, man, I'm trying to look.
They have to do their own episode.
Koo Milham. I wonder where Milham came from.
Yeah, right. And then Koo is after Koo Stark.
Oh, right.
From deleted scenes.
Oh, she's still.
I don't mean to crack that open. Is that because we've talked about how that's in the novelization? There's that. The novelization opens basically with a kind of dream sequence of Luke's domestic life with Cammy, which is Koo Stark, right? So that
Koo Stark, Cammy and Wormy
still alive. They should totally bring her back for Mandalorian at least.
And I'm not fine. Oh, let me I'll talk for a second while I can see what Griffin's name is.
So
here we go.
So
that only took a second because it's Salaka Kuchimba.
Mm.
Where does that come from?
Sounds like something at Whole Foods.
Yeah. I'd like a Salaka Kuchimba hot. Yeah. Well, I don't know where there's no note on Wikipedia for where that comes from, I don't think. But
and I haven't asked him, so
no.
It shall remain a secret.
Mm.
So, does your guard character Salminio come back in The Rise of Skywalker? I don't remember.
Are we talking about the ghost of Salminio again?
He was behind Rose in all those scenes that she was tweeting.
Oh, okay. He's guarding. He's guarding the back.
Oh, yeah. Assuming, because nobody else dies, I don't think, after they.
Right.
Luke rushes out. Everybody else rushes back to the Falcon. So we're assuming.
We'll say I'm somewhere. Alive. Yeah, I'm in the. I guess they were in the hologram or the main room, right? The rec center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was somewhere off to the side. So, Yeah, I can't imagine tripped and fell down a cavern or one of those crystal foxes. Ate me.
Yeah, you landed on a Vulptex and impaled yourself.
I pulled a hamstring. They left me.
There you go.
If I ever get a chance to write maybe for the Last Jedi from a certain point of view book, I'm going to do a story about your character and how you pulled your hamstring and got left behind, and then Kylo Ren had to interrogate you. And then you turned to the dark side.
And I went off and resurrected the Emperor.
Exactly. Like, hear me out. What if somehow you were able to return?
I joined up with Tag and Binks. Yeah.
Right. They showed up. They were those salt troopers that were with Kylo. Yeah. And they're like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it ends with Luke walking through that flaming door, which is a cool shot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I assume a real thing? Was that a real thing done there, or did you
know
you
were just no destruction? I think the set just pretty much ended, and
he
I don't
just
know if they
off.
Green screen or not. But yeah.
Like, how long did it take you to film? How long was your tip to tail filming experience?
Well, I was there all day, like the first time wearing the outfit until the end of the day. It was just one day, but I was just there because there'd be some shots where I'd be staying in the background with my brother, like for certain angles, and I was like, you know, I'm playing dress up, might as well hang out. I had the rifle and everything.
Yeah.
I did tear my pants. I was trying to get over a little barrier.
And you sound like you had a truly Clouseau-esque level of comical
right. You pulled a hamstring, tore your pants.
They were right up, the seam in the middle, and I had to go back to wardrobe and have them stitch it up. And took those pictures, the photo shoot that they included in that book that
right.
day.
Right.
It was great. Yeah.
Do you get to, when you walk in, do they say, here's your outfit, or do they say, all right, pick
no,
some just, stuff you want, just, or is just all ready to go?
Yeah, here you go. Okay. His name is N8, like Nate Productions or Products. You can find him on Instagram. He does a lot of custom Star Wars figures. I at one point messaged him and wanted to get the crate Luke, the Just for Men.
Right.
Because I don't think they ever made an action figure of that one.
Oh yeah.
So he made one, and then as a surprise, he made one of myself, my brother, and my sister.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, cool.
And so part of me as a collector, I'm like, oh, I want all three, but you know, it was a good birthday present for the other two. But that's the best, because that's all I've wanted is my own action figure. And it's if you're a human, it's hard to get one. Like, oh great, it's Endor soldier. Like
yeah. Guard.
So, yeah.
Guard. Salt mine guard.
Salt mine guard. Oh.
So were your siblings impressed by it, or are they just like, oh wow? And then, like, you know, are they nerds?
Oh no, they thought it was cool. They don't collect as many toys as right. I do, but the other thing is
it's kind of wasted on them. You should really take it next time you go over. Yeah. Just take it back.
Just sneak into their houses.
Yeah,
but it was fun too, because you know the direction was just, you know, you didn't need much direction. This is Luke returning after, you know, everyone's heard the legend of Luke Skywalker, but I always think of it as the Spielberg amazement shot.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
totally.
They have everyone the wonderment shot.
You should have like hammed it up and be like, "Oh,
yeah, real Tex Avery moment."
Have a cigarette just dangling out of your mouth, like
Or even better, you would see Luke, and then you would pick up your wine bottle and you'd throw it back over your shoulder. That's
yeah.
If I could be any guy in a movie, that's the role I want to play. That's the cameo I want. Is to
my goal to make a movie, Alex, so you can be that guy.
Good. Sounds like we got a perfect perfect working relationship going here. Well, that's all I have for a minute. You got more?
Well, I was just going to ask another question about being on.
Sure.
You know, we kind of talked about it, I think, when we talked during the Phantom Menace. But is it still awesome to do this kind of a thing? Is it still like, are you used to it in a sense of it being like, oh yeah, it's another. It's cool to go see everybody and have a thing, or is it still just like, holy crap?
No,
it's Star Wars.
It's still cool. It's weird because I'm used to being on sets since I was little. Like, I'm quiet as a mouse, but at the same time, it's not totally comfortable because, you know, there are so many pieces moving, and it's just, but it's Star Wars, so it's worth, you know, worth the trip. So, yeah. We also went to Ireland, but that was just to kind of observe.
Did you climb those steps?
Yeah. Well, not for eight, for seven. So that was like 2015 or 14.
Right.
Going up easy, coming down a little vertigo. Well, because they're so they're so shallow, the steps, and so close together.
Yeah.
So I think, and I was also kind of like worried, you know, I have family there, so I'm like watching my mom, and you know, I think if my mom hadn't been there, we would have been running up and down, but
tumbling down the steps. Like, watch me, watch me. Yeah.
Watch that hamstring.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Well, that was all. I just wanted to know if it was still cool. And so consensus seems to be being in Star Wars is cool. So I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
It's good to know. All right. Well, on that note, thank you so much, Nathan, for coming back on the show.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
And we will eagerly anticipate. We'll keep our eyes on the Mandalorian. We've been doing not minute by minute. We've been doing the reaction show for the Mandalorian called The Mandalorian. And if we do get a minnow on that, then we'll have to have you back on as a guest to talk about
Star Wars minnow.
Star Wars minnow.
Star Wars minnow.